When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Now we're going to go to Virginia, where Keith listens to us on WJFK. Keith, welcome to the Money Pit. How can we help?
Yes, hi. I'm thinking of putting a radiant floor, in-floor radiant heat system under my flooring that I purchased. It's a cork flooring, and I'm just trying to figure out if there's anything I'm not considering as far as possible damage to the floor, or maybe it'll be a waste of energy to heat up the cement underneath since it's the basement floor.
I don't think it's going to be a waste of energy. The only thing I'm not familiar with cork flooring is I know that sometimes there's a special installation process that is required for the cork floor. So make sure you speak with the manufacturer to make sure that whatever is used as the sub-flooring for the cork does not interfere with that radiant heat panel.
Yeah, because if there's an adhesive involved or something like that, it could dry it out quite quickly and then the flooring could separate and come up. I have no qualms about you using radiant floor. It's a wonderful product.
And I love cork flooring. Cork flooring is beautiful.
Yeah. Exactly. So I think you're on the right track. Two good ideas. We just want to make sure that they work well together. And the question is not so much to the radiant heat folks. It's to the cork floor manufacturer to make sure that that product can sit right on top of those radiant panels without causing any damage.
Right. Because one of the instructions I read dealt with putting down some kind of concrete over it, some mastic product that would seal it into the existing tile or cement floor.
And this is the radiant heat you're talking about?
Yeah, the radiant heat pad. And then another source recommended just laying it underneath and that it would be fine. So I'm not sure if a more extensive installation is required or not.
It is possible for you to pour a lightweight concrete product on top of that and have it be part of it. Again, that comes down to what the manufacturer's recommended installation guideline is. So start with the radiant floor. If you've landed on a product that you like, make sure you understand the installation options. It might be usable both ways. But before you put the cork on top of it, check with the manufacturer to make sure that that is adhesive is rated to be able to stay right on top of that heated floor.
Right, because I know cork flooring requires a special adhesive because I've worked with it before that's specific for the backing on the cork. So make sure that that doesn't interact badly.
Well, right, all right. That's a laminate floor, so it's one of the free-floating, click-together floor systems.
Oh, so it looks like cork.
Well, it's got a cork layer. It's three layers. It's a cork underlayer, then the laminate click-together layer, and then a cork layer on top.
Okay,
wow,
well,
that
that's good
nice.
Because it sounds like it's going to float then, and it's not going to rely on adhesive, so you might be okay.
Right.
All right, Keith, I hope that that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT for joining us from WJFK, listening to us on 106.7 Free FM.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.